Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing, you prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. So that you're not part of the problem. And that's how you become part of the problem, right? I mean, when you don't know what you're talking about, and you put it out there, and then you get in trouble. Anyway, always a pleasure. MyPillow.com. Yeah, you heard me. MyPillow.com. Always, you know, Mike Lindell has done so much to help us out. And on top of that, he has made it so conservatives like myself can make a few bucks online with him. And You've got locals there working, you know, Americans, citizens, I would hope, working there. They're making money. They're able to pay their mortgages. They're able to do all this because of Mike. But Mike needs your support as well. We have to buy from him. So instead of feeding the Chinese, instead of feeding all these people who do not like you, who do not care for you, why not give your money to Mike? Right? Really? Give your money to Mike, and then that way there everybody wins, including me. I shouldn't bother you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's do a little Friday the 13th info, if you would. How many of you know how that started, right? No, really. Because you got all these superstitions, all these kind of crazy things going on. People getting out. And I'm not making fun of you if you have the superstition. Right? Or if you're superstitious about these things, if you don't walk on the ladders, if you don't have black cat, I mean, any of that stuff. But to sit there, and really, I mean, there are people that lock themselves in their houses on days like today. And I'm not so sure that's the best thing for you to do. Right? You really, really, really need to get some help with that. Now, there's all kinds of stuff around Friday the 13th. Right? It's considered to be a day of bad luck, obviously. Some say the Friday the 13th has been inspired, a late 19th century secret society, right? And, you know, we all know about the horror franchise, Friday the 13th. They stay away from things like, walking under a ladder, crossing paths with a black cat, breaking a mirror. Many people hold fast to the belief that the Friday the 13th brings bad luck. Nobody really knows where that tradition came from. It's a very negative superstition, right? Now, Western cultures have associated the number 12 with completeness. 12 days of Christmas, 12 months of the year, 12 labors of Hercules, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 tribes of Israel. Funny how we do 12 gods of Olympus and 12 tribes of Israel in the same mindset. Anyway, so it's successor 13. I mean, there are buildings that don't have a 13th floor out of superstition, right? The ancient code of Hammurabi, it omitted a 13th law from its list of legal rules. Now, some say it was probably a clerical error, but others say, no, it was superstition. And then, why is Friday the 13th unlucky? Why do people believe that? Well, according to biblical tradition, there were 13 guests at the Last Supper. They claim the last one to arrive was Judas. I don't know how they know that unless they got the log of the evening. No, really, right? Now, held on Maundy Thursday, including Jesus and his 12 apostles, right, Judas who betrayed him. The next day, of course, was Good Friday, the day of Jesus' crucifixion. Now, they say the seating at the Last Supper is believed to have given rise to a longstanding Christian superstition. Now, think about that, people. Christian superstition. That have 13 guests at a table was a bad omen. Specifically, that it was courting death. Yeah. Yeah, no. Now, Friday negative associations are weaker. Some have suggested they also have roots in Christian tradition. Jesus was crucified on a Friday. Friday was also said to be the day Eve gave Adam the... Right. Because we found the calendar with the note on it. Oh, God. Oh, they also claim it was the day that... Now, think about this. They say it was the day... Now, this is how you know it's all craziness, right? They say it was the day that Eve gave Adam the apple. They say it was the day that Cain killed his brother Abel. I'm sorry. This is hilarious, right? 855, if you got any stories on this, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Four U.S. presidents, Chester Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, and Theodore Roosevelt, would join the 13 Club, which was a club in the late 19th century. Mostly New Yorkers got it started. And they did everything to tempt the 13th. Which I think is hilarious. There's no reason to tempt something that isn't real. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, too. Right? It's the only way. And the way you do it, you get informed. You can have a field day. Seriously. All right, again, as many of you know, I mean, some of you are so superstitious. Right? And since I can't find any kind of real music to send a chill up your spine, I think this is a good one. What do you think, right? Friday the 13th. Some believe that it's rooted in the Bible. Again, because the Last Supper had 13 people. The 13th arrival supposedly was Judas. Like I said to you before, I don't know if these people had... What do they have? Calendars on the wall, they know? The day, and there was a journal, somebody wrote it down, 13 for dinner. Now, somebody sent me a note, said Taylor Swift feels a little differently about it. In 1989, she considered number 13 to be a lucky number. She was born on December 13th. Her 13th birthday in 2002 was on a Friday the 13th. And she had many, many, many releases start of her music. And, I don't know why people wig out on this so much. Matter of fact, I find it interesting. I don't know how you guys feel about this. But I find it interesting that there are many people I talk to that are not God people. They don't believe in God because, you can't see, touch, taste, feel them, right? And, I'm sorry. And yet these superstitions, which is no real basis of fact, they can't see, touch, taste, or feel, and they believe them to no end, right? I don't get it. So, come on, what is it? Triskaidekaphobia. It's a Greek word rooted that describes the fear of the number 13. It was first used in an English publication in 1911. It's an abnormal psychological condition. And I'm just going by what I'm reading here. Right? There's websites on this stuff. 10% fear, 10%. So fear researchers estimate that triskaidekaphobia affects up to 10% of the U.S. population. So think about that. 35 million people are, stricken by this. The number rises, come on, paraskevadekaphobia, which is the fear of Friday the 13th. Right? And just amazing. And again, I'm not going to make fun of you. Fear is fear. I don't know how you personally would get rid of it. I have my way of doing it, but yes, and as somebody said earlier, some historians say that on Friday the 13th, 1128, Pope Honorius II, granted a papal sanction to the military order known as the Knights of Templar, declaring it to be an army of God. There's 1, 2, 3, 4... 16 different versions of how it came about. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we're back at it again with some, right? Idaho school board shut down a parent or parents that were objecting to transgender lockers. Now, again... Why do we keep doing this? You need to show up at that school in big numbers, you parents. And it doesn't matter. Let them shut it down. Keep them from doing their work. Shut it down at every meeting. Idaho parents express outrage after their concerns over a proposed school policy that would allow biological boys to use the girls' restroom. And the locker rooms were shut down by local school board. It's just amazing. It shouldn't be that way. You should have a right to speak, even if they don't. And matter of fact, you do. You just need to find the right people that will help you. Right? I mean, a lot of times these lawyers try to get into your wallets. Yeah, I can do this. I think we have a case here, but you'll have to pay me first. It's just crazy. Brittany Gish, her daughter Gianna, and the Idaho State GOP Senator Chris Trackle, they joined a local news source to discuss their fight against proposed policy in the Caldwell School District. They have no interest in hearing how the parents feel. That's according to Brittany. They have no interest in including us in their decision. They're just tyrants. See what they forget? We usually, what these school board members and others, such as school board members, forget is that they were elected by these people who are up there telling them what they want. They forget who put them there. You'll notice that when you get there, one of the things I keep telling people, listen to what their school board members are saying. I think, I want, I'm sure we should. How about you talk to your people? Talk to the people that elected you. Find out where they're at, what they want. They don't, and you're right, to a big degree, because there's not enough noise made, they don't care what you think. They don't care what you're going to say. At a recent school board meeting, they entered the board meeting abruptly, and it was pretty chaotic, too. Trackle took the podium to protest a policy that would allow students to use facilities that corresponded with their gender identity. Trackle's microphone was shut off and the meeting was adjourned. Gee, well, I wonder why that happened. Brittany argued her disagreement should not be viewed as hate, as she wants her daughter to feel comfortable in school. Isn't that funny? You, God forbid. But that's because we didn't make enough noise. We need to make as much noise. Actually, we need to make more noise than they make. And again, why is it that if we disagree, it's hate? If they disagree, it's warranted. If you really want rights for everybody, then why isn't her rights considered? Right? She said, I want, went on to say, but what I don't want is someone else's rights to infringe on my child's rights. She has her right to privacy, as all the children do. Children, they are children. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A resident of Selma, Alabama, recalling the surreal moments of surviving a direct hit from a deadly tornado. Amber Johnson had taken cover with her baby in a bathtub inside their home.
I guess we were thrown out of it, and that's really a blessing because I don't know if we would have been able to stand up in that.
At least nine are dead in the wake of the severe weather outbreak across the South. The White House says raising the federal debt ceiling should not be a political football.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre
called on lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to work together to raise the debt ceiling without conditions.
This is not political gamesmanship, and this should be done without conditions.
Her remarks came as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the U.S. is projected to reach its roughly $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in less than a week. I'm Dave Collins.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Nothing. Wipe the ball out and start all over again. That's all that's going to help. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time and the time you help. We're talking about the school district who wouldn't listen to the parents' concerns that they were, you know, about the transgender kids changing in locker rooms together. Right? And it just never stops. I mean, I would love to know, so anything that I say I am, should be, could be, would be, should be accepted, right? Now, this particular mom, because, and mostly because she was shut down by the board wouldn't listen to her. They didn't even let her speak her allotted time. The mom said that if the new policy goes through, she's going to take her girls out of school. I'm not going to subject them to having them feel uncomfortable. And I love this. Because most of these school boards, most of these lefties will say, if one person feels bad, one, if one person feels left out, not included, then we shouldn't do it. Well, does that include the Christian kids? I'm just asking. If they don't feel like they're included, then it shouldn't be. She goes on to say, I'm not going to have them feel uncomfortable and having their privacy taken away from them. I'll figure out how to homeschool them. Now, Gianna said that she and her friends don't want this policy at their school. I'm very worried it would be awkward for everyone. And we've heard it. We've heard the stories. We've read the real stories. The school district released the statement after meeting that it was disappointed that some attending refused to follow the rules, which prevented others from sharing their thoughts with the board. What exactly was the rule that they refused to follow? Right? What we do not welcome are those who refuse to follow the steps necessary for civil, courteous, and respectful environment. But they don't tell you what the rule was. What did they follow? Did they not shut up when they were told to shut up? You know, it's just wrong at so many levels. But you can't stop fighting. You have to show up with 20 people the next meeting, 30 with the next, 40 at the next. You keep showing up till they'll finally listen to you. It's the only way, it's the only way you're going to win. It's the only way you will actually make a difference. And so we're on the subject of the transgender stuff. right? Right now, according to an article written by David Gortler, transgenderism is experiencing a crisis of scientific legitimacy. That's right. President Joe Biden signed, remember when he signed the executive order aimed at preventing discrimination on the basis of gender identity? This term has just gained popularity. I don't know any other way to put it. Because it's not a reality, it's just popularity. Now, modern claims about gender identity, non-binary gender, gender fluidity, even a gender continuum, oh my God, with undefined, unlimited genders conflict with biology and science. Totally. Right? They're supremely rare. Only about 500 observed cases in history of chromosomal mutations in which a person is born with male and female chromosomes, or tissue, for that matter. But those are rare occurrences. They call it hermaphroditism. Right? It doesn't justify manipulating a healthy person's sex to match his or her gender identity. We all have those moments. I'm not even talking about the sexual male or female. I'm talking, do I belong here? Don't I belong here? There are some states that want to justify, approve, make legal committing suicide. If you believe your life is over, if you don't want to live anymore, you should have a right to take it. No, those people are mentally ill. They need help. Really, they need help. But, you know, we've got to the point where we were willing to help people. We were breaking our bones, bending over backwards to help people. And now all we're going to help people do is get rid of themselves. Mutilate their bodies. Not even deal with reality, frankly. Rare inborn, I don't know, what's it called? Chimeric disorders. Right? Some people have them. Science knows no other category of humans, or any other mammals for that matter, that are anything less than male or female. That's science. It's not Joe Messina. Right? I mean, it's not some conservative think tank. That's science. The largest available transgender medicine textbook, even with its bloated non-medical chapters, is still well under 500 pages. And the physical size of a typical novel, in contrast, one cardiovascular medicine textbook is well over 3,400 pages. Right? That's amazing. Now today, almost every academic medical school, most prominent U.S. professional medical organizations, and the Biden administration are fully advocating both drugs and major surgeries, including the removal, ready, of healthy tissue, healthy organs in children, adolescents, young adults. It's just amazing. Planned Parenthood makes it easier than any medical insurance company does. It advertises gender euphoria services, with a drug described and delivered after a remote 30-minute telehealth session. It's just amazing. No, really, it's just amazing. This telehealth thing, scary, extremely scary. Without touching, I mean, look, I can imagine, you know, having a cold or a wart or a lesion of some kind that they want you to come in and have checked even further. Maybe the first look is there. I tried the telehealth services for something I knew I had. I already knew what it was. I knew what the doctor had given me in the past, but he was gone for the weekend. So I tried the services to figure they would do the same thing for me. And they didn't. Okay? And it didn't help at all, what they did. I was in pain all weekend. And I went to my doctor Monday, my real doctor. And he was like, no, that's not how you do it. This is how you do it. And deadened the pain in a relatively short period of time. Now, the problem is that they all ignore the fundamentals of biology. They make unsubstantiated claims without the conclusion, long-term clinical study findings. Everything else we do requires long-term clinical studies on the psychological portion, on the medical portion, all of that. Interestingly enough, except for this. Right? It's just amazing. These are like Orwellian demands, right? On these physicians. They include rejecting the evidence of your eyes and the ears. That doesn't seem to matter. Right? It's scary. I love this. Every single healthy nucleated cell in the human body has 46 sex-specific XY chromosomes. Right? Denotes male sex or XX chromosomes denoting female sex. These nucleated cells, in turn, have sex-specific functions that guide their development. Biological sex is more than just skin deep, or just down to the microphone. Look at this is what I've been saying for a long time. When you use these hormone blockers, when you stop these things from happening, you're doing damage. Come on, think about it. You're doing damage to the person that you're administering these drugs to. It makes absolutely no sense. And whatever is supposed to develop in their bodies moving forward as they get older, you can't just restart that. They're lying to you. Really. Eight, 855 Real Joe. Somebody wrote, yeah, okay. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. That means you get informed first. Come back to the break. This gender ideology also, by the way. They're starting to lose in court. Even the courts are going, okay, there's a limit to this stuff. Come and see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Yeah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate your comments and the information you sent me. I really do. I can't get to it all. I don't try to, but I can't get to it all. I don't because there's too many of them. So I get to them as I can. Not ignoring you. Not that I don't like you. Come on. Grow a little thick skin. All right. You know, we're talking about the whole transgender scenario. Because it really is getting out of control. And it really has a problem. It has a true, legitimate crisis. Scientific legitimacy crisis. Now, here's the funny thing about it. You won't hear them say that. And you know who them are. You won't hear them say anything about it. You know why? Because every time they want you to talk about science is when it matches what they want. And then if you show them science that doesn't match what they want, you're showing them fake science. They don't believe you. It's just amazing. And there are rare scenarios and situations where the chromosomes don't add up right. Very rare. Yeah, I had the number here. I can't find it now. Right? Anyway, the problem is that we've heard doctors say, administrators say, you ready for this one? This is big business. There is a lot of money in these kind of operations. So how are you going to stop it? Right? You know, and they push you. They reject all evidence of what they see on you or with you. And they insist that even that you ignore the truth, you ignore fact, you ignore science, and you do what they say. You speak the way they want you to speak. You call them the way they want you to call them. You know, they push you to conform to the language, really, or else. They want you to accommodate their chosen gender, not their scientific gender, not the actual sex they were born with. Science is clear, though. Right? Okay, they're pushing science. You're either female or male, period. And I'll tell you what, it's indelibly designated at the moment of conception. When that egg is fertilized with either an X or a Y sperm cell, you're done. You are what it says you are. Right? The pathways for male or female, when it comes to your cell structures, your body structure, the whole thing, they already start right there, right then. And they can prove it through science. Right down to your cellular DNA. Every single healthy cell in the human body has a marker in it. It's just amazing, right? And you don't have to be specifically trained, right? To know that using pharmacology to fight the inborn biological programming of trillions of gender-specific cells. Do you hear me? Trillions of these cells. And look, I'm not trying to bore you to death with science, but my God, remember I keep telling you you need to have information? The FDA has already warned, their words, not mine, that puberty-blocking therapy can cause life-threatening brain swelling, headaches, vomiting, and a host of visual disturbances, including blindness. They've also had tumor-like masses of the brain in a recent update. Even the term transgender gains a foothold in modern vernacular. Polls show that most people believe gender identity is assigned at birth. Right? It's just amazing. Humans are born and not assigned either male or female. No amount of self-perception. Look, my old pastor used to say it as a joke, but you can see where it fits in. Just because you stand in the garage all day doesn't make you a car. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't make you a certain way. If you are born, or humans are born, not assigned either male or female, and no amount of self-perception, of you speaking to it, of you calling it out, is going to change that. No amount of affirmation is going to change it. Science dictates a commitment to biology, right? Based on male and or female. They don't care about... Science does not care about political correctness. Does not care about what makes you feel better. And we're afraid... This is what I'm telling you guys. Get informed so you can speak this. You know, part of this, I won't be down that road now. But if you look at gender ideology, now they're losing in the courts. You know, they may be able to force their way into medical institutions, educational establishments, frankly, even the White House. But they're not having as much luck in the courts. Two recent cases prove it. Right? In Florida, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit Court ruled at the end of December that sex does not include gender identity. And that, therefore, school board policy requiring students to use restrooms that correspond with their biological sex does not violate the Constitution. Man, our founding fathers must be just They're either crying or chuckling to no end. Right? Now, I love this. I just think it's hilarious. Writing for the 7-4 majority, Judge Barbara LaGoya, she pointed out that much of the law regarding sex is based on the understanding that men and women are different and that they separate spaces protect the rights of both sexes. For instance, Title IX, for example, specifically grants schools the right to separate bathrooms by biological sex. That simple. In a separate concurring opinion, Lagoa warned that the repercussions of gender ideology reach far beyond a bathroom door. And I quote, "There is simply no limiting principle to cabin that definition of sex to the regulatory carve-out for bathrooms under Title IX as opposed to the regulatory carve-out for sports or for that matter to statutory and regulatory carve-outs for living facilities, showers, and locker rooms. And the definition of sex beyond biological sex would not only cut against the vast weight of drafting era dictionary definitions, but would also force female student athletes to compete against students who have a very significant biological advantage, including students who have the size and the strength of a male but identify as a female." And we've seen this. "Such a proposition, commingling both biological sexes in the realm of female athletes, would threaten to undermine one of the Title IX's major achievements, giving young women an equal opportunity to participate." Oh, they forgot all about that over the years. The reasoning for Title IX, to give them an equal opportunity to compete. And at the time they did Title IX, what did they say? "There is a difference between male and female. Males have a different body makeup. They have stronger upper body strength. Women, stronger lower body strength. And they are different. There is a difference." I like the difference. I think my wife likes the difference too. Okay? And just because, look at what happens. Most of these sports people who all of a sudden switch their sex, why is it that they switch their sex, you find out that they were, number 900 when it comes to swimming in their sport, in the male sport. They couldn't get ahead in volleyball. We can go through the whole list of these people. It's a common thread. If it truly, truly, truly was simply because they felt like a woman or whatever, then the sports would not be that big of a deal to them, would it? Is it more important for you to be in the body you decide you want to be in, or is it more important to go into a sport that you know that you're going to crush it against the others? These poor girls, right? The girls born females. These poor girls, all their life, look forward to, possible scholarship, being number one, scoring well, in their sport, only to have a boy show up at the very end and crush them. That's terrible. It is just terrible. And we shouldn't allow it to happen. It's not right. The girls deserve, for all intents and purposes, the same chance as the boys without anything getting in their way. All right, people, God bless. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me Monday. Yes, we will be here on Monday celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Hey, take a little history lesson of your own. Find out about the man. And we'll talk on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Have a great, safe weekend.